بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, in studying Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba', the four fundamental principles by Shaykh al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimullah, we covered the first principle. So first of all, just to revise, what's the summary of the first principle? Good. The Quraysh used to affirm the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was in reply to a doubt of the people who are falling into shirk today. That they will say, don't compare our action to the actions of the Quraysh, because we believe Allah is the Khaliq and the Malik and the Raziq. As for the Quraysh, they never used to believe in this. And we mentioned a number of ayat, and also the author, rahimullah, he mentioned an ayah which proves that the Quraysh used to also accept the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person merely affirms the rububiyyah of Allah, does that necessitate he is a Muslim? If a person says, I believe Allah is the Rabb and the Malik and the Khaliq, and my affairs are in His hands and He controls life and He gives death, does that necessarily mean that the person is a Muslim or not, Junaid? No. Why not? Good. So the first answer is, a person could affirm all of this and then he worships other than Allah, like the mushrikun of Quraysh used to do. And also the fact that the Quraysh used to do this, it never entered them into al-Islam. So if that's the case, then why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention His rububiyyah so many times in the Quran? What's the benefit in Allah mentioning His rububiyyah in the Quran over and over again? Daud? Good. We have a principle, الرُّبُوبِيَّةَ تَسْتَلْزِمْ الْأُلُوهِيَّةَ, that Allah is saying, if you affirm the rububiyyah of Allah, then this necessitates you have to affirm the uluhiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you believe and you accept, O Quraysh, that Allah is the only Khaliq and He is the real Malik and He is the one who really benefits and harms and provides and sustains, then why do you worship anybody besides Him? This is the evidence which was used against them. Now we come to the second principle. And the second principle, the author says, أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا دَعُوْنَاهُمْ وَتَوَجَّهْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا لِطَلَبِ الْقُرْبَةِ وَالشَّفَاعَةِ, that we don't invoke our deities and we don't turn to them except seeking a closeness to Allah and seeking intercession to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's as if the people who are falling into shirk today, the first argument they had was, don't compare our actions to the actions of the Quraysh because we believe Allah is the Khaliq and they did not believe Allah is the Khaliq. Now you have answered that doubt. So now they come with a second doubt. They say that the Quraysh, the Mushrikun, they used to worship the idols because they used to believe the idols themselves answer their du'as and they help them and they benefit them and they repel harm from them. This is the action of the Quraysh according to these people. As for us, then we're not asking our awliya and our salihin because we believe they help us. Rather, this is only an intercession to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the doubt. And this is the most common doubt. You won't find a person who is falling into shirk today and he will say to you, yes, I believe that there is another Khaliq besides Allah. Or I believe the one who is in my grave is actually going to help me. Most of them will not say that. The large majority of them will not say that. The large majority of them will say that we're only going to the person in the grave, not because he can help us, because he's going to take my dua closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the main doubt. And then they give a number of examples or arguments to prove this. The first argument is, they'll say a king or a prime minister. Nobody can go to a king or a prime minister directly. You have to go through the other ministers. You have to go through the councils, your local councillors, and that's how you reach the king or the minister. Or they will say that a person isn't able to reach the ceiling or the roof immediately, directly. You have to use a ladder to get to the roof. And therefore, this wasila, this shafa'a, these people who are in the middle between us and Allah, they're like the ministers who go to the king, that you need somebody in the middle. That's a doubt that they have. Why is this doubt not true? Because the one who is giving the example of a king or a prime minister and you have to go through other ministers is comparing Allah who is perfect to a king or a prime minister who is weak and deficient. Why is it that we can't go directly to the king? Why is it that everybody cannot reach the prime minister directly? Because the prime minister is weak. He doesn't hear everything. His knowledge is limited. His ability is limited. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's As-Sami', the all-hearing. He's Al-Alim, the all-knowing. He's Al-Mujib, the one who answers every dua without the need for a translator. He's the one, وَقَالَ رُبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. He's the one who said, your Lord has said, supplicate to me directly and I will answer your supplication. So when they give this argument forward, as if it's a logical argument, then they are comparing the Creator who is perfect and complete in his abilities to the king or the prime minister who is deficient and weak, and you cannot compare both of them. Also, when they give the analogy of reaching the roof, they say you can't get to the roof straight away, you have to have a ladder that you have to climb. And this wasila or this shafa'a, this intercession, this wali who is in the middle, he's our ladder. Then even this analogy is not correct, because the one who can't get to the ceiling or the roof without a ladder is because of weakness in himself. As for the dua, then this goes directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَبَيْنَهُ حِجَابٌ. And there is no screen, there is no barrier between Allah and between the dua of a person. So these are the two doubts that they present, and these are logical doubts. Either they will say, you can't reach a king directly and Allah is like a king, you have to go through the ministers. And this is a false argument because Allah is perfect and the kings of this dunya are weak and they have an inability. Or they will say, you need a ladder to reach the roof. And this is false because a person not reaching the roof is due to his weakness. But as for dua, it goes directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the third doubt they will bring is, you people, you deny the shafa'a and you deny at-tawassul and al-wasila. This is the third doubt which they bring. What is the meaning of shafa'a and what is the meaning of at-tawassul? At-tawassul, it is talabul qurbati ila Allah. It is to seek a closeness to Allah. This is the meaning of at-tawassul. Talabul qurbati ila Allah. Seeking a closeness to Allah. So, let's say we want to make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make this dua, we want to be close to Allah. So the dua is readily accepted by Allah. In order to become close to Allah, which things can we do? So if we want to have a tawassul, if we want to seek closeness to Allah, so our dua is answered by Him, then which things can we do? Sorry. For example, being in a state of wudu, because purity is a state which is beloved to Allah, then this brings us closer to Allah. This doesn't mean that a person who is not in the state of wudu cannot make dua. The dua can be made at any time in any situation. But being in wudu is a form of seeking closeness to Allah. Another example? Fasting. Being in a state of fasting, meaning doing righteous actions. So one of the ways that you make tawassul to Allah, and it is legislated, is to do a righteous action. And then you ask Allah, you say, oh Allah, because of these salawat which I have prayed, because of this charity which I have given, because of this Quran which I have read for your sake, answer my dua. So this is called at-tawassul bil-amal as-salih. Seeking closeness to Allah interceding in front of Allah using a righteous action. Also, you can seek closeness to Allah by mentioning one of His names or His attributes. So you can say, "Oh Allah, because You are Al-Ghafoor, Al-Rahim, I intercede to You through this name, so forgive me. So have mercy upon me." Or you say, "Oh Allah, because You are Al-Qadir, You are the one who has complete ability over everything, then answer my dua because You are Al-Qadir." And this is seeking closeness to Allah, seeking intercession to Allah through a name or an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third permitted way of wasila is through the dua of another living righteous person. Through the dua of another living righteous person. Meaning, you go to the imam of the masjid, because we believe inshallah he's a righteous person, and you say, "Make dua to Allah that He answers whatever." And then you raise your hands to Allah and you say, "Oh Allah, I ask You through the dua of, or I ask You to accept the dua of Sheikh Fulan on my behalf." And this is called At-Tawassul Bidu'ai Rajulin Salihin Hayyin. Seeking closeness to Allah, intercession to Allah through the dua of a living righteous person. And all of these types, there's different evidences. So the first one, if you remember the story of the three people who were trapped in the cave, and then the rock, it covered the face of the cave and they couldn't go out. Each one of them, they made a dua to Allah mentioning a good deed. So one of them said, one of them used to be righteous to his parents, and then he made a dua to Allah that, "Oh Allah, through my righteousness to my parents, remove us from this difficulty," and the rock was moved slightly. And then the second one wanted to commit zina, and then he stayed away from it for the sake of Allah, and he made tawassul through it. Then the third one, he fulfilled a trust. He paid the wage of the person who had been away a long time. And then he sought intercession to Allah that, "Oh Allah, because of me being trustworthy to the people who I've employed, then remove the rock," and the rock moved. The point is, each one of them sought closeness to Allah through righteous action which they did. So this is At-Tawassul, Al-Talab Al-Qurba, seeking closeness to Allah through a righteous action or through one of His names or attributes or through the dua of another righteous living person. As for shafa'a, then this is when somebody else intercedes in front of Allah for you. On Yawm Al-Qiyamah, there will be people who will seek forgiveness on behalf of other Muslims. So for example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will intercede and plead to Allah on behalf of his ummah that Allah forgives their sins. And righteous children whose parents gave them a righteous upbringing, they will intercede to Allah so that their parents are also entered into Jannah. And this is one of the greatest reasons why you should try your best when it comes to cultivating your children upon righteousness. Hifz of the Quran, bringing them to the masjid, teaching them about Al-Islam, so that on Yawm Al-Qiyamah they can be a shafa'ah for you. Also the angels. The angels will make shafa'ah for some of the ummah. And other righteous people like the ulama and the salihun, they will intercede to Allah, plead in front of Allah for the sake of other people. So this is a shafa'ah. The point is that these people who have this doubt, they will say, "You people, you deny that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam performs shafa'ah." And this is incorrect. The author, read from the book, he says, Al-Qa'idatu Thaniyah, the second principle is, أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ, that the people of shirk today, they say, مَا دَعُوْنَاهُمْ وَمَا تَوَجَّهْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا لِطَلَبِ الْقُرْبَةِ وَالشَّفَاعَةِ, that we have not invoked these people, our awliya, our salihin, we do not seek closeness to them, except for shafa'ah, and except for طَلَبُ الْقُرْبَة, which is التَّوَسُّل. The Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimullah, he brings evidences that even the Quraysh, this was the very excuse that they used to present as well. The Quraysh, they never used to go to the idols because they used to believe the idols used to help. They used to go to the idols because they thought that these idols would take our dua to Allah. They used to think that if we make dua to the dead prophets, then they will take us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the same argument that people are using today, it is the very same argument that the Quraysh use in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the main point to understand is that the Quraysh, they never used to invoke the idols thinking that the idols can help themselves. They used to know that these idols, they do not help, they do not harm, but these idols will take our dua close to Allah. And then he mentions two evidences for this. The first evidence, and you have it in your workbook, is the saying of Allah in Surah Az-Zumar, ayah number 3. Surah Az-Zumar, ayah number 3, in which Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. Allah says, verily, those people who take awliya, who take protectors besides him, what do they say? They say, we only worship them so they may bring us near to Allah. Who is this ayah talking about? The mushrikun of Quraysh. So this ayah clearly proves that the Quraysh never believed the idols used to help. They only used to invoke the idols to become closer to Allah. And then in the next ayah, and this ayah is in Surah Yunus, ayah number 18, they said, Allah says, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Allah says that they worship other than Allah. The Quraysh, they worship other than Allah, and they know that who they are worshipping neither hurts them nor benefits them. But what do they say? يَقُولُونَ, they say, هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, that these are our intercessors with Allah. Meaning shufa'a, they will do shafa'a for us. So the same excuse that people are using today was the very same excuse that the mushrikun of Quraysh used to do. Then there's this third doubt. They will say that you people, you deny that the Prophet can make shafa'a. And this is also incorrect. So we believe that there are two types of shafa'a. There's a shafa'a which is negated in the Quran, and then there is a shafa'a which is affirmed in the Quran. So we don't deny shafa'a. We believe there is a correct form of shafa'a, and we believe there is an incorrect form of shafa'a. The author, rahimullah, he says, وَالشَّفَاعَةُ شَفَاعَتَانِ, that the shafa'a is two types. There are two types of a shafa'a. الشَّفَاعَةُ الْمَنْفِيَّةُ وَالشَّفَاعَةُ الْمُثْبِتَةُ, the shafa'a which is negated, which is incorrect, which is un-Islamic, which is not accepted by the sharia. And then there is a shafa'a which is affirmed in the sharia. Now, what is the shafa'a which is incorrect and what is the shafa'a which is correct? So the shafa'a which we do not accept is firstly asking somebody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shafa'a is not affirmed. So if a person says, oh Wali, I ask you to be my intercession on Yawm al-Qiyamah, then this is incorrect and this is shirk. Or to ask for intercession on something which only Allah can provide. To ask intercession for something for only which Allah can provide. Now, when is tawassul a bid'ah and when is tawassul shirk? Because sometimes we confuse between the two. If a person supplicates to Allah and he addresses Allah, he says, oh Allah, I ask you by the status of your prophet, or by the right of this wali, or by the position of fulan, then this is a bid'ah. Why is it a bid'ah? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions never made this type of tawassul. The tawassul which is allowed, we said, tawassul through one of your righteous actions, tawassul through one of the names or the attributes of Allah, tawassul through the dua of a righteous living Muslim. This is allowed. As for saying, oh Allah, I ask you because of the right of the Prophet upon you, or because of the status of this wali upon you, or oh Allah, I ask you through the wasila of the Prophet then this is not allowed and this is a bid'ah. Why is it not shirk? Because this person is still making dua to Allah. So he's not making dua to other than Allah, he's still asking Allah. But he's doing it in a way that the Prophet ﷺ never did, and therefore this is bid'ah. And a tawassul, which is shirk, is when a person addresses a dead person, when he calls out to a dead person. So if a person says, O Muhammad, I ask you for your shafa'a in front of Allah, then this is shirk. Even if he believes it is Allah who benefits and it is Allah who harms, and he isn't directly asking the Prophet to answer supplication, he's asking the Prophet to take the supplication to Allah, this is still shirk and kufr. Because this is what the Quraysh and the Mushrikun used to do. So if a person is addressing Allah through a tawassul, which is not allowed, this is bid'ah. If a person is addressing the dead, then it becomes a shirk. So this is the shafa'ah which we reject, and that is supplicating to other than Allah, or addressing other than Allah, or asking somebody which only Allah can do. What is the shafa'a which we affirm? We affirm shafa'a which has a number of conditions. The first condition is that you have to ask shafa'a of somebody from Allah, meaning you have to address Allah. You say, O Allah, I ask you for the shafa'a of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the first condition. So if a person asks the Prophet directly for his shafa'a, it is shirk. If a person asks Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka shafa'atan nabi, O Allah, I ask you to bless me with the shafa'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this is correct. The second guideline is that we believe any shafa'a will only be by the permission of Allah. Nobody can do intercession in front of Allah, even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, without the permission of Allah. And this is in the Quran. Like Allah said in Ayatul Kursi, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is the one who is able to seek shafa'a in front of Allah without his permission? Meaning only with the permission of Allah can a person make shafa'a. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the long hadith on what will happen on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the people will be gathered in the mahshar, the people will be gathered in the land of gathering, and then they will go to each prophet. And first they will go to Adam, then they will go to Nuh, then they will go to Ibrahim and Musa and Isa, to every single prophet, saying to them, seek intercession to Allah for us that we are removed from this place. Each prophet will direct the people to the next prophet. So Adam alayhi salam will say, go to Nuh because I had a sin. Nuh alayhi salam will say, go to Ibrahim. Ibrahim will say, go to Musa, this shafa is not for me. Musa will say, go to Isa because this shafa is not for me. Isa alayhi salam will say, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam because this shafa is not for me. Then the people will go to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then they will say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ask Allah, make shafa'a to Allah, plead in front of Allah for our behalf that he removes us from this. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that he will go in front of Allah. And all of a sudden, he will go down into sujood. And then Allah will teach him praises which he never knew before. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will keep praising Allah in his sujood, until Allah gives him permission. And then Allah will say to him, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'sak. O Muhammad, raise your head. Wasal tusma'. Now ask and you will be heard. Washfa' tushaffa'. And see and do your intercession, because your intercession will be accepted. And this is called a shafa'atul uzma, the great intercession. And this is only for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the point is, even this great shafa'a, he will only do it when Allah gives him the permission to do it. And for this reason, we don't ask the Prophet for his shafa'a, but we ask Allah to give us the shafa'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the first condition is that you have to ask Allah and not the person who you hope intercession from. Secondly, you have to believe that this shafa'a will only occur by the direct permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is the one who can seek intercession in front of him without his permission. The third thing we have to believe is that Allah will accept the shafa'a of some of the people. Allah will accept the shafa'a of the Prophet. Allah will accept the shafa'a of the angels. Allah will accept the shafa'a of the righteous children for their parents. Allah will accept the shafa'a of the righteous people. Why will Allah accept their shafa'a? To honor them. So this is one of the ways of Allah honoring people on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, that their shafa'a is being accepted. And then the next thing you have to believe is that the shafa'a will only be accepted on behalf of those people whom Allah is pleased with, meaning with the people of At-Tawheed. So the people of Shirk who are doing these actions, there's no shafa'a for them. Shafa'a will only be for the people of At-Tawheed. And Allah is pleased with them, but they have some sins with them. So you have a person, he lived his life upon Tawheed, he was a Muslim, he was a mu'min, but he did many sins. Because of these sins, it necessitates that he enters the fire. Even though Allah is pleased with him being upon Tawheed and being a Muslim, but because of his sins, he enters the fire. Then the righteous will do shafa'a in front of Allah for his sake. And because Allah is pleased with this person, Allah will remove him from the fire. And also in this, there's a number of evidences. The first is the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya Rasulullah, man as'adun nas bi shafa'atika yawm al-qiyamah. O Messenger of Allah, who is the one who will be delighted by your shafa'a on yawm al-qiyamah? He said, man qala la ilaha illallah khalisan min qalbihi. The one who said la ilaha illallah with sincerity from his heart. Me, the person of Tawheed. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. That my shafa'a is for those people who committed major sins from my ummah, meaning the ummah of At-Tawheed. And also Allah said in the Quran, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى. And they will not seek intercession except for the one whom Allah is pleased with, meaning a Muslim, but he had sins with him. So therefore, what is the correct way of seeking shafa'a? Asking Allah, saying, O Allah, honor me with the shafa'a of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, make my son, make my daughter a shafa'a for me on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. But you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the author mentions. He said, وَالشَّفَاعَةُ شَفَاعَتَانِ. That there are two types of intercession. الشَّفَاعَةُ الْمَنْفِيَّةِ. The shafa'a which is prohibited, forbidden, it isn't legislated. وَالشَّفَاعَةُ الْمُثْبِتَةِ. And the shafa'a which is affirmed. فَالشَّفَاعَةُ الْمُنْفِيَّةِ. The shafa'a which is rejected, مَا كَانَتْ تُطْلَبُ مِنْ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ فِي مَا لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. It is the shafa'a which is sought from other than Allah, in something which only Allah can provide. Like a person saying, O Muhammad, O Wali, O Murshid, O Shaykh, be my shafa'a, take my dua to Allah. This is not permitted. Where is the evidence? The saying of Allah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, anfiqu mimma razaqnakum, give from that which we have provided for you, min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun, before a day comes, la bay'un fihi, in which there will be no trading, wala khulla, and there will be no friendship, wala shafa'a, and there will be no shafa'a. Wal kafiruna humu dhalimun. In this ayah, Allah negated a type of shafa'a. He said, wala shafa'a. On that day, there will be no shafa'a. So this is the type of shafa'a which is rejected. And therefore, we also believe in a shafa'a which is rejected. وَالشَّفَاعَةُ الْمُثْبَتَةُ. And the shafa'a which is accepted, أَلَّتِي تُطْلَبُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Number one, it is the one which is requested from Allah. You make dua to Allah that He gives you the shafa'a of somebody else. وَالشَّافِعُ مُكْرَمْ بِالشَّفَاعَةِ. And the one who is making the shafa'a, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will be honored by his shafa'a being accepted. وَالْمَشْفُوعُ لَهُ. And the one on whose behalf shafa'a is being made, مَنْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَهُ وَعَمَلَهُ, is the one whom Allah is happy with in his speech and his statement and his actions, بَعْدَ الْإِذِنْ, after al-idhn, he said, "Man dhalladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi-idhnihi." The ayah which we quoted. So this is the main thing to understand. The first doubt that the mushrikun have is, we believe Allah is the creator. The Quraysh don't believe Allah is the creator, so do not compare our actions to the actions of the Quraysh. This we can refute by mentioning all of those evidences. The next argument they bring, okay, we accept that now. Our next argument is that the Quraysh, they used to invoke the idols, believing that the idols help. We invoke our awliya and our prophets because we believe they are a shafa'ah for us. They are taking the dua closer to us. And also the answer is that this is exactly what the Quraysh used to do. If they say, you people, you deny shafa'ah, say no. There is a shafa'ah which we deny and there is a shafa'ah which we accept according to the evidences. And these are the conditions of each one. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.